Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Welcome to Second Date Update, and we are very happy to have Evan on the phone. Evan messaged us at 1029 The Wolf. You can too if you've been out on a great first date, at least you thought so, and the other person is just kind of dragging their feet, getting to a second, and we'll find out why. So, Evan, tell us what's going on with Christy.
Hi, guys. I can't figure it out. One minute she's all about me, and the next she is a ghost.
Well, tell us what happened, just so we can kind of get a feel for the date and everything.
The date was good as it gets, you know what I mean? It was like lots of fun. She's laughing at all my dumb jokes. We're having a really good time. She's really flirting with me, which is always super fun. I do not know where it went wrong.
We hear that a lot. That is frustrating. You feel you're establishing something with somebody, and then that's it. So can you think of anything, Evan, that you may have said, you might have done, that could have led Christy to not want to talk to you? Have you thought about that?
Yeah, and I know what you mean. Like, sometimes you can kind of see how this might work, and sometimes you feel that it is working. And I can feel it. I wish I knew what went wrong. We went to this great place, you know, just had a couple drinks, like, keep it, you know, kind of casual. We were so locked in and, like, focused on each other. It's like there was nobody else there. You know what I mean? Like, there was no one else in the place. I was honestly a little worried during it. Like, how could it get better from here? This is almost too good to believe.
It was such
a great time.
What do you think, PT?
I don't know. I mean, like, you talked about her laughing at your jokes, your dumb jokes. Whatever. I mean, like, were they real laughs or, like, kind of courtesy? You know what I mean?
At this point, I thought it was real, but who knows?
Yeah. You want to question everything. Okay, yeah. I get it. All right. The only thing we can do, Evan, we can sit here and ponder it all morning long, but let's call Christy. If we get a hold of her, she agrees to come on, hopefully get some answers, some resolution, get you to that second date. So stay right there. We're going to play a song. Come right back. The second half of Second Date Update with Evan and Christy next year with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Evan messaged us to let us know he had one of those encounters, first date, where everything seemed to be going great, this time with a woman named Christy.
I can't figure it out. One minute she's all about me, and the next she is a ghost.
All right, so what is with the now lack of interest on Christy's part? We can call and ask, so let's do that right here on Second Date Update.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Christy, please?
It's Christy?
Yeah. Hi, Christy. This is not a sales call. Everything's fine. And sorry to trouble you this morning. We're calling from a radio station, 102.9 The Wolf for Thunder and PT.
Good morning, Christy.
How are you?
It's still radio. That's still a thing.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, hello? You're kind of cutting in and out there a little bit, Christy. Yeah, we're on the radio. Did you ask if it's still a thing?
we're still something. Here.
All right. Anyway, the reason we're calling you, Christy, this morning, and we got to tell you right up front, you're on the radio because we do a segment called Second Date Update, and we call people who've been out on a first date, and somebody's, you know, really had a great time. In this case, this gentleman named Evan reached out to us. You remember going out with Evan a couple weeks ago?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that doesn't sound... Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good. I mean, so he reached out to us, as we kind of mentioned, as Thunder mentioned, mm-hmm. and, like, he wants to see you again. So can you tell us a little bit example of why that doesn't sound like it's going to be the case?
Or why you're not getting back to him for a second date.
Okay, Okay. So you're not going to love this one. So I had a great time on our date. I really did. He's very nice. And this is going to sound weird. So the whole night I could not figure out what, you know, when you meet somebody and you're like, you remind me of somebody, you're not that person, but you remind me of somebody. You know
like a celebrity or somebody on TV.
Right. Sometimes it's that, sometimes it's like, you look like my cousin, but it was driving me crazy and I couldn't figure it out. And then it finally hit me as soon as I got home. He looks like Ted Bundy.
Just the serial killer?
The serial killer.
I mean,
like a spitting image? Or?
Yeah.
Spitting image.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
Okay.
I looked it up after the date, yeah. And like if you put, I don't have a picture of him, but like if you put a picture of him next to a picture of Ted Bundy, you'd be like, oh yeah, it's just like his family album.
But, okay, complete doppelganger.
Total.
Okay, but it's not him. So
no,
it's like
Ted
you,
Bundy,
but like
he's dead.
Yeah.
He got the death penalty.
But you're just saying that like you just can't do it because of that.
I mean, it's. Really gave me the heebie-jeebies.
Didn't you know what he looked like ahead of time? Was it a blind date or something, or some kind of hookup?
It took a while to meet him in person and see and finally figure it out.
Or his profile looked different?
I mean, everybody's profile looks like the most well-represented version of them, right?
So in the profile, he didn't really think he looked like Ted Bundy. You just didn't put it all together until you met him in person.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, listen, if you had one more minute, we've actually got Evan on the other line listening in. And I know this might be a little awkward, but we got to bring him in. He's got to hear this from you.
Yes.
If you just had a minute, could we just put the two of you together? Like one, okay. Take 30 seconds.
All right. Okay. All right.
Okay. Stay. Don't go anywhere. Hang on. Evan, you're on with Christy.
Hi, Christy. I gotta say, this is a new one. I've never heard this before.
Really, you haven't? You look spitting image. You look just like him.
I've gotten young Stephen Colbert. I've gotten Zac Efron a couple of times.
Dude, Zac Efron played Ted Bundy in the movie.
That's right, he did.
He did.
Oh, God. Well, could you pretend that I look like Zac Efron? Instead of thinking, oh, there's Ted Bundy, think, oh, there's Zac Efron. I could roll with that.
Oh, my gosh. No, dude, I'm sorry. It's stuck in my head forever. You know what I mean?
There's no way around it. I mean, we had so much fun together, didn't we?
But I'm never going to not see it.
Yeah, Evan, I think Christy had fun up until she thought you looked like a serial killer.
That's wild. I mean, I feel like you're throwing away what could be like a meaningful relationship because of this, you know.
Christy, what are you so afraid? Even if you look like Ted Bundy, I mean, I've heard this from, you know, people that he was an attractive guy, and that's why he was able to lure women
in. Right. That was like part of the charm and everything.
And it's once you get to know Evan, you know that it's just going to be, you'll forget all about it.
Well, you know, how do I know that he's not doing the same thing, luring people in? I just
that's
a bigger deal. Right, he's like, well, I think he might be a serial killer.
Well, just because he looks like somebody doesn't mean he's going to act like somebody.
Listen, man, I'm really sorry. Good luck, okay?
Dang.
Are you just afraid of what your friends are going to say or your parents?
That would make sense.
Doesn't make sense to me at all.
If this kind of thing could be a deal breaker, that's enough for me to know.
Ted, I mean, Evan, appreciate you trying, man.
Yeah.
Sorry we couldn't get you back in touch.
I'm going to probably get rid of these.
Yeah, grow your hair out, grow a beard or something. You've never heard this before. Well, listen, I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, get rid of the glasses.
Do maybe a bit of a style change.
Yeah. All right, Christy. We appreciate you picking up anyway, and sorry it didn't work out, but thank you both for being on
Second Date Update.
More fun, more country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.